Welcome to the Monday, March 26th, 2012 edition of the Science and its Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and I am today recording from Orlando, Florida. I've got an interesting diary today from Daniel. Daniel was investigating a malicious website, and when looking closer at the particular exploit used by this website, he came across a Java jar file called fun.jar with an appropriately named class file evilcode.class. It ran in a 1x1 pixel applet, and of course it didn't do anything good. It then downloaded additional malware. D.exe was the file name in this particular case, or delta.exe. It exploited the Java Rhino engine vulnerability, which was published and patched back in October 2011. So not a terribly old vulnerability. I would bet there are still quite a few vulnerable systems out there. The malware itself, this d.exe file, had a pretty good antivirus coverage. 27 out of 43 antivirus engines recognize it according to VirusTotal. While on the other hand, the fun.jar file, the actual exploit, is only recognized by 10 out of 43 antivirus tools. That, of course, opens up the possibility that this same exploit may be used to download additional malware that's not as easily detected. And this is also a great reminder to really be careful with Java. We do see a lot more Java exploits than we have seen in the past. So this is definitely something very typical these days. And the German publication HiSea Security came up with an interesting cross-site scripting vulnerability in PayPal's website. This vulnerability could have been exploited to modify login forms or just to make phishing attacks more plausible by actually linking to the authentic HTTPS version of the PayPal website. Now, HiSea did report this vulnerability to PayPal. PayPal had it fixed before HiSea did announce this particular news. And Facebook is warning its users if a Facebook page just doesn't look right because ads are overlapping, the actual page content are sort of floating over the center of the page. Well, those are not actual Facebook ads you're seeing. This is Adware that's installed on your system that is injecting these ads. If you're using Facebook, it's really advisable to follow the Facebook security team. They did post a little article about this, including a video showing the effect. So if it's not yourself, maybe relatives or such are complaining about these corrupt and messed up Facebook pages, it is probably best in this case to just direct them to the Facebook security video, which will explain how to remove at least some of the adware that causes this problem. And in other Facebook malware news, turns out there is a Chrome extension that is heavily being advertised via Facebook. It claims to be a Flash Player update or just a Flash Player install script, but actually turns out to be malware. And of course, if you're clicking on it, if you're installing it, you will post advertisements for it to your Facebook account. Mozilla is trying to tighten down some of the policies that govern certificates authorities that are being added to Mozilla. In particular, Mozilla is trying to rein in some of the sub-certificate authorities. So if one of the trusted certificate authorities that's already in Mozilla, like for example in Firefox, is then issuing another certificate to a partner, a subsidiary, that will hand out certificates on its own. These certificate chains are already validated, but right now the certificate authorities don't have to necessarily disclose who they hand what sub-certificate and how it is being used. Mozilla is trying to change that. There's a little bit pushback from existing certificate authorities, so not 100% sure where this will be going, but essentially Mozilla's position on this is that it determines which certificate authorities are being added to its browsers and other software. So these entities need to comply with Mozilla's rules if they want to be added. Anyway, this is it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.